Hey, this is Jean-Michel Brunet, and you're listening to Stoic Society, where every day I break down the knowledge of the Stoics to help bring their composure and grit to a world gone soft. Alright, so today, as usual, we're continuing through Meditations, Book 1, Debts and Lessons. We're going to go through two more sections today with Alexander the Platonist and Catullus. So let's get started. Alexander the Platonist. Not to be constantly telling people or writing them that I'm too busy, unless I am. Similarly, not to be always ducking my responsibilities to the people around me because of pressing business. So, this is a real simple lesson that Marcus learned, and that is to not avoid people because you say you're too busy, or not to duck responsibilities to people because you have something better to do when you really don't, that you're just kind of, you don't want to do it. And this, it's pretty straightforward and simple. Follow through on your responsibilities, follow through on your debts. And to people, if you keep telling them I'm too busy, they're going to go away. You may just be tired of that person for now, but if you keep telling them that you're too busy, they could be gone for good. So it's better to stick with the truth. And if you're not really too busy, to take some time, help them out, hear them out. Whichever the case may be. Next is Catullus. Not to shrug off a friend's resentment, even unjustified resentment, but to put things right. To show your teachers ungrudging respect. The Domitius and Ethodotus story? I could be really pronouncing that wrong. And your children unfeigned love. So the first part, not to shrug off a friend's resentment, even unjustified, but try to put things right. So, if a friend of yours has perceived that you've done something wrong to them, that you've given them reason to be angry with you, it's just easier, it's better, if you value that friendship, to put things right, regardless if you're really at fault or not. It's as simple as that. Your friendships, your relationships are really all we have in this world. And if you value them, you'll put things right, even if their resentment of you is unjustified. Alright, in the second section, to show your teachers ungrudging respect. The Domitius and Intendotus story. So, I did a little research into this story, and it's actually a really good example of showing your teachers ungrudging respect. Even if it's a teacher that isn't really a teacher, if that makes any sense. A person who's trying to show you something. Show them respect. It's really, the Domitius and Intendotus story is kind of a ghost story, and I'll sum it up real quick. So there's this house in Athens that's haunted and causes several people to die to the point where no one will buy the house. So it's still listed, but it's really cheap. And Athendotus sees the house, is suspicious of the low price, and asks around about what's going on, why is the price so low, and he learns the story. He buys the house anyways, and he has a couch put in the front yard of the house. And he tells his friends to go to a hotel, go to sleep. And he sits there with a lamp and he starts to write. And he goes on for a while and he starts to hear the chains rattling that he's heard about. He continues writing, doesn't pay any attention, to the point where the rattling is so loud, he can't not look up. So he looks up and he sees the ghost. The ghost is beckoning him. He kind of puts up his hand, like, to wait a second. He continues writing. Then he puts down his notebook, his pencil, picks up his lamp, follows the ghost. And at one point, as they walk into the house, the ghost disappears. So Athenodotus marks the spot where the ghost disappeared. Next morning, he gets his friends to dig up that spot, and they find bones and chains, and he arranges a proper burial, and the ghost never shows up again. So the ghost was trying to show everyone what was going on, but they were so scared that they would have nightmares during the day and at night, and they wouldn't sleep, and they'd get sick, and people would die. So the moral of the story here is, it's real simple. Respect your teachers, whoever they are, whatever form they come in, because you never know what they're trying to tell you. And then the last part here, and your children unfeigned love. So the last thing that Marcus notes down here that he learned from Catullus is to show your children sincere, genuine love. And I think sometimes that gets a little lost today with all the running around. If your kids are in 10 different sports and you've got work and got deadlines, and to the point where, who knows, maybe you're not having dinner, maybe you're not spending a lot of time with your kids. We all need to make time to show our kids genuine, sincere love. They need to feel loved. And with that, we're going to finish up for today. If there's anything I can ever do for you, you can reach out to me on Instagram at Anchor Stoic Society, on Twitter at Stoic Society, Facebook.com/Stoic Society, or by email, anchorstoicsociety@gmail.com. And until tomorrow, strive to be the best version of yourself.